This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, the DJV experience. Thank you for being here. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. The fact that Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and so many of you are still unprepared, brings back around a point that we were making. And it just begs, it screams for a little more attention, because you know who you are. Those of you who haven't listened to me in the last 2.5 weeks talking about Sherry's Berries, you've just blown it. You haven't. And I think what this does is speak to what you actually think about the person that you're with. If you haven't gone out of your way, because that's what it takes, to do something that's sweet and kind, generous and loving, then really, why don't you examine the relationship you're in? And maybe, unless it's not a relationship that's romantic, and maybe it's you're sending them to you. Do you send Valentine's gifts to your parents, the two of you, all three of you? Do you send gifts to your parents that say Happy Valentine's Day? Do you?
Yeah, I send my whole family cards. I don't send them gifts normally.
Wow, I don't do any of that. You guys are making me feel bad.
Dad, daughter.
You still got a day. Run and get some cards real fast.
Oh yeah. Well, you can still, you can send them some Sherry's Berries. That would work, but you got to do it today. So these Google, the people who are online looking for gifts. I remember doing this at Christmas time. I was looking for gifts, and I used Google to find things that were good for people that I cared about, and that included my grandson. I found some really great stocking stuffers for him. I found some other great stocking stuffers for somebody else that I was really interested in finding cute things for you, little tchotchke things that we are all so interested in, I think. Well, I mean, maybe we shouldn't say all of us are, but I think it's fun to find things for people. And I didn't always think that, but I certainly have thought in the last few years how neat it is, how special it is to get something that somebody will not have gotten before or will talk about. And that takes some work. It takes some thought. Takes some creativity. For those of you who are unoriginal, this is the kind of stuff that you don't want to look for. Candy. These are the Googled Valentine's Day gifts for this year. Candy. And Victoria said it's so wonderful. I love it when she does, really? You do that, really? Fruit baskets. I didn't. The open letter thing is new to me. I don't even know what. I've never heard of that before. What's that about? Open letters? This is when you've done something. Like you're apologizing for something before you do it, but you know you're going to do it. So this is open it up when I'm a jerk.
It can be that. Or it can be something like, you know, open when you want to have a spontaneous date night. Or, you know, it can be anything, really. But the fact that someone, that apparently a lot of people are Googling it, that takes all the creativity out of it. And it's a very little bit of creativity to begin with. So, I don't know. I think the world is hurting.
Giving somebody, I think giving somebody a spa day for Valentine's Day is kind of a cool idea.
Sure.
Bath bomb, though? What's a bath bomb? Is another one of these things.
It's one of those fizzy things you put in the bathtub with you.
It looks like a scoop of ice cream. And they have all different scents, and then you literally just drop
ice cream
whole
in a bathtub? What a
it looks like
ice cream.
It's like a chalky, it looks like a chalk version of a scoop of ice cream.
It's a fizzy bomb.
Is it supposed to be romantic? You put it in the tub, and then you jump in after the person, your life is in there?
Yeah.
So both of you are in the bathtub.
Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't always have to be romantic.
Right.
I mean, this is basically just a thing that fizzes. It gives effervescence to the water. It gives some bath oils and smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really? They're delicious.
Huh. And then there's lingerie. I'm not
tread lightly, yet. Gentlemen.
Yeah, and you know what? That's overrated. I mean, I actually, I'm not a fan. I don't like to give people gift certificates because I think you should try to find something great. But in this case, for lingerie, give a gift certificate to like Victoria's Secret or something, or
but
like
why?
A silky robe with
okay,
a
so this sounds like,
fill
okay,
in the blank. You know, like be creative.
I have been criticized sometimes and ostracized when it comes to lingerie or teddies or something. All they do is get in the way. So
yeah,
why do you bother?
And men look at it and they like, they pick out the weirdest stuff. It's like, oh gosh.
I mean, yeah, men either pick out like generic stuff that you never wear anyway, like a teddy, because hello, the 80s called and wants its lingerie back, and then, or they'll go to the other extreme where there's a million snaps and hooks and it's like bondage gear that no woman wears anyway. Right. So yeah, it's a slippery slope.
How do you know what bondage gear is about?
Have you not seen 50 Shades of Grey?
You know, I actually toyed with going to see that movie over the weekend because, you know, when I'm by myself, I kind of...
You're bored.
If
yeah.
I've got time, and I love to go to the movies. And I wasn't going to go see that Keanu Reeves thing because it looked ridiculously violent. I'm not interested in that. I didn't want to go see the Lego thing because it just wasn't up my...
Right.
You know, Miles is too young to go to the movies, and that'd be the only reason that I'd go to see it. And so... I was back and forth on whether to see 50 Shades, and I looked at the trailer a couple of times online. I just didn't. It looked like it was really dark to me, literally as well as figuratively. So I went to see the movie United Kingdom, and found it. If you're looking for a good movie to see with a great story to tell, go see that movie. I don't know where it showed up on the ratings or how much they sold tickets. The fellow who played Martin Luther King. In that movie, and I can't pronounce his last name.
Oh, is that the true story of the African
guy? Botswana.
Looks really
story
interesting.
Botswana. Very interesting.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. It really was. Good story. So, anyway, it's something to go see. How do we get from lingerie to that? Why was
it's
I talking
great
about
question.
That?
I don't know.
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So, anyway, chocolate-covered strawberries, go to Sherry's Berries, berries.com, get your Sherry's Berries. Do those teddy bears still sell? They get Googled a lot. I used to talk about them all the time. I haven't had them on as advertiser for a couple of years. What do they call the teddy bear from Vermont?
Vermont teddy bears.
Yeah.
Did anybody hear spots for them?
Those teddy bears from Vermont?
The teddy bear from Vermont.
But did anybody hear any spots for them this year? I haven't.
No.
I didn't hear any.
No.
I haven't heard any of those in years, truthfully.
Yeah.
Better
and
not,
then,
by the way.
Okay, so here's where I needed clarification. On this list of the most Google Valentine's Day gifts were promise rings. Never heard of a promise ring before in my life. What is? And it was number one, so I must really be out of touch. What's a promise?
No, maybe you're not out of touch. If it's number one on what people are Googling, then people obviously don't know that much about it, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. This is like the Jonas Brothers thing. They were famous, all of them, for wearing promise rings, weren't they?
Well, their promise rings were with Jesus. These are like regular promise rings, I think, for couples. Basically, Doug, it's a pre-engagement ring.
Right.
And it's a guy who gives you a ring and makes a promise that someday he'll give you a real ring with a real diamond.
Really?
So romantic.
It's something
that younger people do.
Younger people, like, what are you talking about age-wise?
Like people who are not ready, who are not of marrying age yet, you know?
I think the promise ring is like early 20s,
probably late teens, early 20s.
When I was in college, we used to wear pins. The girls would be dating a guy, and he had a fraternity pin, and you were thought to be connected to the guy by the fact that he wore his pin. Is that anything
that
gets
done
anymore?
That's like a going steady kind of thing?
It's like going steady.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, just to clarification, boys and girls, I don't want to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about.
That
happens frequently. Excuse me. All right, 16 past the hour. Time now for food news, sponsored by the folks at Cozy Shack. Cozy Shack. There is a rumor, and I don't know how we can verify this, that there's a pudding shortage. And the reason for that is a buying frenzy resulting in the shortage because Cozy Shack pudding has become so popular, it is so delicious, it is so cool, that there's not enough to go around. So if that's the case, you might want to sign up for our both on Facebook and Twitter, Victoria, right? The chance to win a Cozy Shack pudding. We last Friday gave away four of these. So if you want to be in line for one of the four we give away this week, all you have to do is go to Facebook.com/DJV. Or Twitter at DJV Show. Or can we do it on any one of our social? Can we go to, like, could we sign up at Jennifer Horn or at Kara at C. Schillen or
any of our DJV, any of our DJV social media pages? Okay. So you can like our post on Twitter or you can like our post on Facebook, and then there, it will be a random drawing for four winners.
All right. So why don't you do it now? $25 gift card can be yours if you sign up for it. And you don't even have to sign up. Just put a like at Facebook or Twitter on any of this Cozy Shack information. Food news coming right up here.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
All right, so I found some research over the weekend. You can tell it was a slow weekend for me if I'm looking into soft drink news. But I find this to be very compelling. It was actually a list of the things that are being bought with food stamps and soft drinks, for example. Soft drinks, the number one purchase by those who use food stamps. Last year, $357,700,000 worth of soft drinks were bought by food stamp recipients shopping at outlets, grocery stores around the country. $357 million. You want to know what was number two on the list of things purchased by people with food stamps? What? Number two was fluid milk products. Some of it natural, some of it the almond milk, soy milk, that sort of thing. In essence, food stamp recipients bought $253 million worth of milk last year. Let's see here. In terms of number three, beef, $201 million worth of beef purchased with food stamp. They're vouchers, aren't they? Or is there now a card? What do you do?
It's now like a debit card.
Is it? So they just put some of the government puts so much money in a debit card account with your name on it? Mm-hmm. And that's how it's used, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see here. What's next? Bread. Maybe there aren't too many surprises. $163 million worth of bread. Cold cereal, $139 million. Fresh chicken, $124 million. This is all in terms of what was purchased by food stamp recipients only. Lunch meat, $99 million. Let's see here. Candy, $96 million. Frozen pizza, $90 million. Coffee, $82 million. Cookies, $78 million. Water? Huh? $77 million worth of water?
Well, if you live in Detroit, that's a good purchase.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, maybe that was it. Yeah.
Bottled water?
Yeah.
Eggs, better than soda, right?
Yeah. $72 million worth of eggs. Let's see here. Cake, $68 million. $66 million worth of bacon. Traditional Mexican food. On the list. Why am I chuckling? I don't know. I just found that interesting.
Tacos?
62, yeah. Tacos, that's
I mean, everybody loves tacos.
Mm-hmm.
So ground beef.
To
third
make the
product.
Tacos.
But, yeah, I suppose that's what you do with it, yeah. Yeah. $201 million. My God, that's a lot of dough.
Where's the beef?
Yep. And then the government breaks it down by solid fats and added sugars and stuff, but I just think the total number is an interesting number to look at. Food news brought to you by Cozy Shack at 21 after the hour with DJV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Monday time at 24 after the hour, portion of the hour in which we pay attention on Mondays anyway to new music. And this is the Old Crow Medicine Show from their new best of album called Wagon Wheel, written when the founder Ketch Secor was in high school, being inspired by a Bob Dylan tune. It was a demo, never turned into a song. They now share writing credits with Bob Dylan on this. I think Darius Rucker,
he
had
this
cover.
This is Hootie's song, right? Yeah. Well, no, this is Old Crow's song, but Darius Rucker covered it.
By the way, probably a couple years ago.
2013. So I like Darius's version better. It's more upbeat, but this is the original.
It's a great song.
I don't think it's a bad song. Crank it up, Carol. Let's see what we think. Sounds like something from another era, for sure. We're moving around.
Very like Prairie Home Companion.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, this is, I like this. It's good. That just shows you that there's more variety out there than what you can find on most of the pop music stations today, because they play the same old crap over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Hey, man, when people say, what's wrong with radio?
It's the same 10
songs. What's wrong
with
music radio? It's the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again. This stuff doesn't get highlighted unless it's a special radio program like this one.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the first of three new tunes from New Music Monday. This one is done by Brett Young, called Left Side of Leaving, from a new album called Brett Young. He's from Orange County, Jennifer.
Hey.
Spent the last 12 years as a singer-songwriter trying to make it good, make it big. Moved to Nashville last year, got a record deal. Was named one of the people to watch by Billboard magazine. So he's going to open on tour for Luke Bryan this year. Let's see here. He also
is
going to work
over
with Lady
Brian's huge. I mean,
yeah.
That'll help.
Also working with Lady Antebellum as well.
And Thomas Rhett too. Thomas Rhett had a big night last night too at the Grammys. So yeah.
Great. All right. So let's see here. This is Left Side of Leaving. He's not covering any of these other songs, though, right? Luke Bryan? And...
No.
Okay.
We just have all of those artists listed, just in case.
Who is Kelsey? Who's Kelsey Ballerini? I don't know her.
She was up for Best New Artist last night at the Grammys. She's new. I would say she's probably not as popular as Maren Morris, but one of the hot female country singers. Right.
Okay. All right. So that's the second of three items. Those folks are not as well known as Katy Perry, who also is in New Music Monday. This song is called Chained to the Rhythm. Skip Marley is on this with her. Folks at Spotify.
You like Skip Marley, don't you?
You asking me?
Yeah, that's one of your favorites.
Related to another Marley, I'm guessing.
He's a grandson of Bob's.
Yeah. He's a grandson?
I just wanted to see if you could follow along. Good job.
Right, I can follow along with the best of them, Jen.
Yeah, you can.
So Spotify announced over the weekend this song broke a record for their music service. 3,062,293 streams after it dropped on Friday. So you pay for each one of these, or is this...
you have a monthly subscription to Spotify.
But
people, I guess, yeah, this had 3 million streams over the weekend.
So how does Katy Perry make money on all these people dropping the song? She get a piece of it from Spotify?
All the artists get paid something. I mean, that's why Taylor Swift has been battling against, you know, some of the other music services. She took her music off of Spotify.
Got it. Okay. All right, so New Music Monday, 28 past the hour here.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, with states in the U.S. making recreational marijuana legal, veterinarians have seen a rise in marijuana poisoning cases in dogs and cats. While marijuana has an important medical role for chronically ill and can provide a fun high for recreational users, it can make pets very, very sick. The active ingredient in marijuana that is responsible for the high, called Delta-9 THC, it is this compound that binds to receptors in the brain in both dogs and humans. It's also a compound which causes toxicity in pets. Most common way that pets are exposed to marijuana is through smoke. People who get high on a regular basis in a particular location, like a bedroom, will accumulate quite a bit of THC in the air, the walls, the carpeting, and the bedding. Some people blow pot and smoke into the face of their dogs. This is a horrible idea. Pets that have been exposed to marijuana often exhibit what's called CNS depression and can show a variety of signs, the most common being just being lethargy, staggering, and hyperactivity. So don't give your pets pot. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motors.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, vitamins and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extracts gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey.
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV Experience. You can follow us at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. I thought it was interesting, the focus on the Russians and all the business about whether they did or they didn't, who knew, who didn't know. Michael Flynn apparently wasn't telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth when he was interviewed for his job as national security advisor, because he apparently had a meeting with a Russian diplomat and didn't talk about it. U.S. intelligence community said the old boys in Russia interfered with the presidential election to help Donald Trump, and then the Russians were sanctioned. And then Flynn apparently had been in touch with the Russian ambassador about the same time the sanctions were announced. But the question comes on whether or not he had the authority to do that. Officials say that he apparently knew that the incoming administration would be open to rethinking the sanctions, but he wasn't working for the White House, he wasn't working for the government, and there's a law against regular citizens participating in discussions like this, and I don't know, I suppose you could see why. Let's be upfront about this. Guys like Rex Tillerson. All right, he's running Exxon. You don't think he had conversations with Trump or other leaders in other countries where they get a lot of oil? That he doesn't bring with him messages?
That was Tillerson. I mean, that's why Tillerson got hired, because he had relationships with all these people.
Okay, but he didn't have regular relations. He didn't have the authority of the government to conduct business as if it were the government. But you know as well as I do, these people that run these big companies have lots of leniency. And I don't know whether I'm working the Flynn thing over a little bit too much, but there's just this, especially now, there's this confluence of business and government going together almost hand in hand. And I think in some circumstances it's okay and it's probably good, and in other circumstances it's very corrupt. And I don't know where to come down here on the side, the whole business about Snowden and whether he's involved. And
There's a lot of things that you're putting together here. There's a story out right now that Russia might actually hand over Ed Snowden to the government.
That's not true. Apparently.
Number two, Rex Tillerson was brought in because he had business relationships. He hasn't had anything extraordinary that at least anybody has heard of outside of his role as Exxon. So he was brought in because he knows world leaders, because he's worked with them in his role. So that was like the selling point. Whether you like it or not, I'm still, my verdict is still out on Rex Tillerson. We'll just have to see. But as far as Michael Flynn goes, Michael Flynn actually, I mean, there's no real hard evidence that he had this conversation. This is, again, one of these things that's kind of being exploited right now. Mm-hmm. He says he didn't. The White House says he didn't. The White House has been really quiet on whether or not he did. So, I mean, I think that it's okay to talk about, because obviously it's important. But until you know for sure that this actually happened, we don't really know how to come down on this one. And what he said, there was a phone call. We do know that. He said that he was talking to a friend or something and extending Christmas greetings or whatever, because he called them on Christmas Day. Or
Merry Christmas, Rusty.
Day. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And so the thing is, did he say that they were going to lift sanctions? That's the, you know, that's the question.
Mm. Well, but aren't you allowed to speculate that? Like, what if he did it? Yeah. I'm with Jennifer. Like, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. If this really did happen, it wasn't recorded. Probably not. I mean, we'll see. But, you know, if you're saying, aren't you allowed to say, even if you are a regular citizen and you know that maybe you're on track to becoming part of the new administration, but if you say, well, if I had to guess or if I had to speculate, I would think the Trump administration might handle sanctions against Russia differently. But is that enough to get you in trouble by speculating or saying, in my opinion, I think they might have a different approach?
I think what they're ticked about is that they think he's lying about it, that he said he didn't. I mean, I think I don't know that you violate. And believe me, I'm no expert here. I don't know. It's pretty sticky. I don't know that if you just said, hey, look, you know, I mean, this kind
of
stuff has to happen all the time.
Of course.
Say, hey, Merry Christmas, by the way, things might start looking better for you guys financially.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Exactly.
I don't know if hang someone out to dry over that. Yeah, right. I don't know if that's enough to get you in trouble. I think what they're upset about and what the media is holding the administration accountable for is there's an interview with Mike Pence where he says, nope, absolutely not. Michael Flynn did not have that conversation with the Russians. Right now we're playing the gotcha game. Instead of really trying to figure out some of the really good or bad stuff that the administration's doing, we get caught up in these little, well, they lied about this. They said that there was the biggest crime. So we get kind of caught up and bogged down with these kind of stories, I think.
Yeah, well, that's because there's a whole gangbang going on, if you'll pardon the use of the pun. And that's a...
All right.
It is.
Good
I think that's the news
Good
media.
Morning,
yeah. The news media is all about that stuff.
Buy a girl some breakfast.
Yeah. 20 minutes before the hour. Time now for Biff and Biff with today's sports news, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through the end of February and learn more about their unlimited mileage warranty and other exceptional offers. So Biff and Biff have the sports news for us right after this.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Let's get to it. First of all, Tom Brady's Super Bowl jersey. The mystery continues. Jennifer?
Yeah, it's still MIA, Dougie. Investigators say there have been a lot of fake tips and there's some bad security video, but that just isn't helping. They said they spent significant time following up on Crime Stoppers tips, but they turned out to be completely bogus. One source even said it was a huge waste of time.
Can you imagine how much money it's cost the police department in Houston?
And it's so public that people know about this, so they're calling in all the time. Police have been combing through video to see if they can spot the moment that the jersey was taken, but nothing has panned out so far. The stadium security footage is pretty great. Not very helpful. There is hope that the jersey is on an 18-wheeler equipment truck that was packed up in Houston and arrived in Boston over the weekend. Dougie, maybe you can go help with the search. The plan is to search the truck
immediately. I'm in Los Angeles. How am I going to help with the search?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're here. I just saw you. But the plan was to search the truck immediately, but it's been so snowy in Boston, which is why you're here, that it delayed the search.
So snow, by the way, weather report, part of the sports report, another 12 to 14 inches on the farm today. It started last night.
Really?
So now we're getting to the point that there's 3 feet of snow in an area where when I was home, a week ago, wasn't a bit of snow on the ground. And then it started snowing Wednesday, and then it did over the weekend, and now it's snowed twice, so...
Cows have blankets like horses have blankets in the winter?
Cows go
into
cover.
Snuggies.
Yeah, no, they don't have the same kind of blankets. But the calves do. The young calves have blankets that they use when it's cold.
Oh, how cute is that? Oh, yeah. Do you have a picture of that?
Yeah, we have some pictures. I'll find a picture.
Oh, my God, that is the cutest.
All right, so in terms of the pro at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am this weekend, what happened there? Jordan, is it Spieth?
Jordan Spieth. Yeah.
All right, Victoria, this is all yours.
He was really overshadowed by a lot of the celebrities who showed up. And the Pebble Beach Pro-Am has kind of been waning in popularity over the last few years. It's kind of like Bill Murray shows up, and if he does, which is great when he does because the crowd loves him, but if he doesn't show up, people are just kind of bored with it. Well, this year...
Kind of like Groundhog Day.
Yeah. This year, Jordan Spieth won. He beat in the pro part of the Pebble Beach Tour. He won handily, but no one really cared because they had Justin Timberlake, the Patriots coach, Bill Belichick, Hall of Fame quarterback Steve Young, future Hall of Famers Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers, country singer Toby Keith, Wayne Gretzky, Bill Murray, Mark Wahlberg, and Ray Romano were all there playing golf together. And so the celebrities really outshined the pros this year, and it made for a really great event, and it made for a great TV event. And apparently Justin Timberlake had the most noise from his part of the crowd who followed him from
the ladies.
Hole to
Justin!
Hole.
Oh,
yeah.
Justin,
he's just good at everything.
Justin,
he does.
I love you, Justin.
But he entertains the crowd as well. Yeah. Like he's a ham, but in a good way.
Yeah,
so he always makes sure that, you know, he takes pictures with the crowd, and so everyone had a good time.
Very smart. Sports Report brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th. Television Report up next year with DJV.
This report is brought to you by Staples. It's Monday morning, and you've got a schedule full of meetings. But what if you aren't feeling well? Staples' 7th annual cold and flu survey reveals that nearly 80% of U.S. workers go into the office when they are ill, despite being aware of the danger it presents to their workplace. 73% of those surveyed also report that they caught a cold or the flu in their office last year, with nearly one-third citing their sick coworkers as the culprit. Chris Correnti, VP and General Manager of Staples Facility Solutions, offers some advice.
Staying home from work when you're feeling ill can often feel like a tough choice to make, but it's a necessary one. Not only are you spreading germs, but sick employees are generally less productive and can impact a business's bottom line. Cold and flu viruses can live on a surface for up to 3 days, so keep germs at bay by washing your hands and disinfecting your workspace regularly.
For more tips and resources, visit www.staplesadvantage.com.
Guys, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. So rush into JCPenney for up to 60% off select diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver jewelry. And an extra 15% off all heart-shaped fine jewelry already marked down 40 to 60%. Plus, get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 2/9/2014. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or use paper for coupon and details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, so let's see. Television-wise, at 46 and change after the hour, American Idol back in the TV news because NBC says, well, maybe we ought to put it back on again. Who thinks that's a good idea?
I don't know. I mean, I think that it probably get a little attraction coming back, but The Voice is just so good. I mean, I don't know.
They
want
to pair it with The Voice, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Ryan Seacrest would be back as host. It wouldn't work. It would be like some of these other shows where you don't have the original star or host.
Yeah, maybe
I don't
if they were able to get Simon back again or something. But yeah, I don't know.
Simon,
well, he's
and
doing
Ryan.
So well with America's Got Talent,
mm-hmm.
and now
mm-hmm.
he's on NBC, so maybe that's why he kind of brought Idol with him.
Yeah, that could be.
Might be part of
the fellow
deal.
Who created it, Simon Fuller, said that he was confident the program would be coming back one day. Is there another angle on it, though? What else do you do? What's the angle?
Well, Simon Fuller apparently wants to reinvent it because, you know, the old model, it was there for 20 years, or at least 20 seasons
almost,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Sister Wives, this is a TLC show. I have not ever seen this. You ladies seen Sister Wives?
I have seen parts
I've
of
seen it,
yes.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but like, you know.
This
I have
is the one about polygamists, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so, the law.
Well, they call it plural marriages.
They do?
That's what they call it, plural families. Yeah, they don't say the other P word.
So last Friday, Cody Brown, who's the patriarch, and his sister wives brought the cameras with them as they went to court, the Utah State Capitol building in Salt Lake City, joining a lot of other people who are polygamers. Is that a word?
Polygamous. Yeah, sure, why not?
Polygamous?
I like it. It is now.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got four wives, Mary, Janelle, Kristen, and Robin. They went to Las Vegas in 2011. So is in Nevada, can you be married to more than one woman?
I think they live there, don't they? Or technically he might only be legally married to one.
I don't think
and then
they
have like a ceremony.
Yeah.
So the others are the girlfriends.
There's a bill that's been put in by a Republican named Mike Noel that would adjust, I love this word, adjust the definition of bigamy to say somebody's mm-hmm. guilty if he or she purports to marry two or more people and cohabits with them. Why is that anybody's business? Who cares? If this guy's dumb enough to marry four women, or they're dumb enough to be, like, trying to find the crumbs with one guy, what has that got to do with the state? Get
I
lost.
I agree with that, except that when you accept, and this is why I think this came about, because people who are living in those closed, gated communities where it's like young children are being forced into marriage, that's what this is really targeting.
Okay.
So, Cody Brown, I mean, I understand he's living, he's an adult and they have children and everything, I get it, but he's missing the point. This is really, there are a lot of dangerous aspects to it.
Okay. All right, got it. Don't forget 24 tonight, 10 before
that's
the
right.
hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you heard about Dr. Ken Kronhaus? If you're new to the program, he's here with us every week at this time to go through a lot of the medical news. He studies the journals and brings to the surface a lot of important news that will affect a lot of people. Like this one here, Ken, this story that may help people who are trying to lose weight. There are always people looking for new ways, and this focus appears to be on whole grains. Why would that help us lose, eating whole grains help us lose weight?
Exactly. Out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week, Doug, whole grains in your diet are better for you than refined grains. Whole grains may help you lose weight by decreasing the number of calories retained during digestion while simultaneously speeding up metabolism. The green food group includes rice, oats, wheat, and barley, while whole grains contain the whole grain kernel and include brown rice, oatmeal, and whole wheat flour. Refined grains are starches that are processed and milled to remove the bran and germ to prolong their shelf life. Examples of refined grains include white rice, white bread, and white flour. You see the common word there.
White flour, yes, bad stuff. Man, you've certainly brought that home for me. I know when I stop eating bread and things,
white
cakes
bread
and pies and stuff, anything with white flour in it, I can immediately, almost in days, feel the impact on my waistline.
And the word whole is good.
Yep, whole grains, good to help you lose weight. All right, next item of interest here from the heavy lifting department. More and more women are doing physically active jobs. And if you're working in a place where you're lifting, or even maybe if you're at the gym and you're a heavy lifter and you're pregnant, it may not be a good combination, it looks like.
That's trying to get pregnant. Out of occupational and environmental medicine this week, Doug, women who have physically demanding jobs may experience decreased fertility, and working schedules that fall outside normal daytime hours may also lower a woman's ability to conceive. So women who are planning pregnancy, they should be aware of the potential negative impacts of that non-day shift and heavy lifting could have on their reproductive health.
All right, let's stay with this conception idea for a moment, because there's another thing on the other side. Women in the gym lifting heavy, trying to lose weight and maintain a physicality that is desirable, people who are not doing that may have a hard time getting pregnant, especially people who are really heavy, right?
This is interesting. We think about all the problems with obesity. Here's another one out of human reproduction this week. Couples, and also it's not only the women, it's the men also. Couples in which both partners are obese could have more difficulty conceiving than their non-obese counterparts, taking 55 to 59% longer to achieve pregnancy. Losing weight could not only help reduce the time needed to conceive, but also reduce the risk of other diseases, Doug, such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and cancer.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. There's another one here that I find. You're a cardiologist. So, well, now, let's... Well, this actually deals with the fat-shaming story, what that does to your heart health or overall health.
Sure. Obesity Journal this week. Overweight women who believe negative messages about their bodies, Doug, are at greater risk for heart disease and diabetes than those who maintain a more positive body image.
All right. So there's one other one here that's quick. The calcium buildup in young arteries.
That's
and how
quick.
That might impact, it's not all right, so we'll deal with it later on. I saw that and I thought, wow, here's something. When we talk about super beats and how good it is for people to get on the super beats routine, Dr. Ken's brought to us by the folks who bring to you super beats, a way to deal with your arteries, to open them up, to keep the blood pressure either where it's supposed to be or get it down to where it's supposed to be. Ken is a cardiologist familiar with arteries and veins and circulation, and that's why he likes to talk to people about rejuvenating their arteries by using superbeats and the products associated with it, yes?
Well, Nobel Prize winning research that our body needs to continuously make nitric oxide, so it needs the building blocks to make the nitric oxide, and if we're deficient, we just don't function well. And we have two products from the company Neogenis. They're superbeats. It gives you a boost of nitric oxide instead of using those high caffeinated beverages or before you need to do your workout to get some extra energy, and also test your nitric oxide level with their nitric oxide test strips. Put a little saliva on it, look at the color, and if it is low, get their Neo 40 product so you can get your baseline tank full with nitric oxide so the blood vessels open up to oxygen.
Take advantage of the Superbeat special. Get on board for the first time. Call 800-655-4183 and order a 3-month supply. You get an extra month free. 800-655-4183.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.